Next Thursday is Asar B'Teves. And the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, it says, Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, referring to Asar B'Teves. And the Avudram, quoted by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Tainis in Tav Kuf Nun, says that if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, which it does not in our Cheshbon, but if theoretically it would be Docha Shabbos, we'd fast on Shabbos, just like we do on Yom Kippur. And the Beis Yosef comments on the Avudram, Minayin Yadalo. How did the Avudram make his own drasha? The Gemara doesn't have this anywhere. How could the Avudram make such a drasha? In fact, I think Rav Schechter Shlita writes in the Nefesh HaRav that the Rav thought it was a mistake. He thought it was a misprint, because he thought it was a pella that the Avudram can make such a drasha. But there are a few Gedolei Achronim that took the Avudram very seriously and didn't think it was a misprint. The Gemara in Erevin on Mem Amud Aleph has a shaila whether a yochid that's makabel a tainus on himself on Friday, can he fast going into Shabbos or must he break the fast? So the Or Sameach asks, why did the Gemara present the shaila by a tainus yochid? Why didn't present the shaila you have a tainus sibur that would come out on Friday? So he makes a cheshbon, he says the only tainus that could come out on Friday is Asar B'Teves. And based on the Avudram, if Asar B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, it would be Docha Shabbos. So certainly going into Shabbos, you could fast. So therefore, the Gemara could only present the Shaila by a tainus yochid. So you see clearly the Or Sameach took the Avudram very seriously and didn't think it was a misprint. And Rav Simon Shlita has in his Sefer, if you look at the Chassam Sofer and his Biurim on the Slichas, and Asar B'Teves, the Chassam Sofer also takes this Avudram seriously and says, you know why it would be Docha Shabbos? Because we know that the halach is any tainus usually that comes out on Shabbos, a tainus sibor, would not be Docha Shabbos because it will commemorate something that happened in the past. And something to commemorate in the past, we would not be Docha Shabbos. But if, God forbid, someone had a bad dream Friday night, the Gemara says in Tainus, you fast the Tainus Cholam on Shabbos because you're getting an oneg out of it that whatever you had a dream about, it won't happen. So it's something on the future. So if it's something for the future, it can be Docha Shabbos. So the Sofer says an amazing thing. He says, and I think the way we could formulate it is that the most important day of the year for Gans Klal Yisrael is Asar B'Teves. Because he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on Asar B'Teves whether we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash the coming summer. Will we observe Tisha B'Av or will we have the Beis HaMikdash? It's mamish the most important day of the year for Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a tzibor. As Yechidim, okay, you have Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges you. But as a tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, so therefore it's going to be nogeh to the future, so therefore it would be Docha Shabbos. So you see the Chassam Sofer as well, or Sameach, the Chassam Sofer took this Avudram very seriously, and it would be Docha Shabbos. I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rav Serevnik Shlita, he once wanted to claim, the Gemara has a line in Tainus that the beginning of a calamity hurts the most, and of the cycle of the Chorban, that's when our enemies surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. So that was the beginning of the whole process. So that hurts the most. So he wanted to say maybe that's also the Svara, why Asar B'Teves is Docha Shabbos, because it was the beginning of the process. There's a great Gon in Eretz Yisrael named Hagon Reb Shlomo Fischer Shlita. It's a great Dayan, and I heard Yurim from him. He has a Sefer called Beis Yishai. And he says an amazing thing. He says, no one really knows what happened on Asar B'Teves. But he writes, Luli did mistafine. I'm a little bit afraid of saying it, he says. But if I had to postulate, he says, I think that Mechiras Yosef happened on Asar B'Teves. Because the brother Shechted a Gedi to claim to Yaakov that he was killed by an animal. And what's the mazal of Teve? A Gedi. And therefore he says that's what he thinks would happen on Aseret B'Teves. And what that means is that the sina of the brothers was so great against Yosef. There was such sina schinim. I don't know if it was chinim. Maybe it wasn't chinim. Poshup Shad, it wasn't chinim. But there was such sina that somehow that continued in Klal Yisrael. And we know that sina schinim, the Gemara has in Yuma Testament, is by Sheni. And it seems to be, as the Yushalmi says, that every door which does not have the Beis HaMikdash built in it is like it was destroyed. So it seems like Kol Zman that we're still fasting the Aseret B'Teves, we have the sina amongst us. And that's terrible. That's horrible. We have to eradicate it and get rid of it. And this sina was burning. And that's what happened on Aseret B'Teves. And we have to work on this. Work on this very, very strongly to make sure that we rid ourselves of sina. And the way to do that, the antithesis of that, is to have achdus and to care about our chaverim and Klal Yisrael as a whole, and to look for achdus, work at it, to eradicate this problem. The Abarbanel says that was the pshat in the gvi in the goblet. Why did he want to place the goblet in the bag of Binyamin? Because Yosef HaTzadik wanted to test the brothers. Were they going to stand up for a son of Rachel? Were the brothers of Leah going to stand up for the son of Rachel? And they passed the test. They came forward, and they were going to try to save a ben Rachel, Binyamin. So you see, Yosef was testing them. Were they doing tshuva shlema to get rid of the sina? You know, the Medrash says when Yehuda met Yosef in Parshas Vayigash, in our Parsha, there was this malchus of Yehuda and Yosef. And it was this competition. It was this struggle and this fight. And we know that there were two malchuses, Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael. But in the Haftorah, what does it say in the Haftorah in Yechezkel? It says, take a piece of wood with Yosef and his group. Take a piece of wood, and it'll be Yehuda and his group. And put the two pieces of wood together. Vayu la'achadim, that there should be unity. In the Torah you find this competition, this struggle. But throughout the Parsha, hopefully there'll be what? We'll rid ourselves of this sina. And even though Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Parshas Vayechi that Yosef couldn't be mochel them, we can't don Yosef. And that's what the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, why the Asara Harugi Malchus happened. Because it was not a full mechila. We can't don Yosef. But we certainly have to work on ourselves with our chaverim to get rid of any sina, to make sure that there's achdus. And that's really what the Yushalmi says in the Nedarim. The Yushalmi says in the Nedarim on that Isser Lav of Nekama and Netira. You're cutting a vegetable and you cut your hand with a knife. So are you upset now? My right hand had a knife and cut my left hand. I'm upset now at my right hand. So I'm going to take the left hand and cut my right hand? It's ridiculous. Why should I have to come in the tear towards another yid? We're all one goof. It might be, we're one neshama rather. We're goof and muchlakim, but we're one neshama. It's a beautiful mashal that shami nadarim. Why are you getting angry at someone? It's like you're speaking to yourself. If you feel that achdus and that empathy, if a yid is having tzuris and having a problem, you know, I once saw the Stipler has a letter. Someone was a bacher who was struggling. He couldn't find a shidduch. And he was writing the Stipler for Chizuk. So the Stipler writes back to him, you know, you wrote me a short letter. Do you know how many times you mentioned the word I? 30 times. Everything was about him. He thought he was the greatest learner, the most friendliest guy. Everything was about him. Focusing on him, Mr. Me. That's a terrible, terrible thing. For achdus, you have to focus on the other people. There's got to be a balance. You know, finals are coming. I remember when I was in college. So you can't be a person that, you know, goes to the library to escape from everyone and not to help anyone. So you'll get a 99. So if you help some guys, you'll get a 92, 93. And the other hand, You can't be a person that does no work and come to your friend, you know, I want all the notes. Meanwhile, you haven't been around the whole semester. It's an important thing. You have to be a person that has this balance. You got to do well yourself, but you have to, at the same time, you know, worry about your Averim. And that's a difficult balance. You have to be a thinking person about these things. These are real things. That's what Klal Yisrael is, a thinking people. Not just in Lomdus. Of course, we got to think in Lomdus. V'kitzah bo yom v'layla. But we have to think about, is this a proper type of behavior that I escape from the rest of the guys till the final? Or on the other hand, I do nothing throughout the semester and I want to rely on a guy to try to help me at the end. We have to think about these things. The Sforno says Paro's plan was to get Klal Yisrael to stop thinking. We have a Moach, we have the Gisabo Yom of Elilah, so we have to think about the Talmud Torah and the Midas Tovos, how to use it properly. I remember I once heard from a Rav Agun, Moshe Brown Shliti, he once said he never understood the ownership of a Mitzorah. Mitzorah is banished, according to the Medrash Tanchum, he can't even live with other Mitzorahim. He said that would be the greatest thing in the world. Buy a Shtender, a Shas, a Rambam, no phone, no one can bother him. Why is that an onish? The Teretz is the worst onish in the world. Because a Yid is supposed to be Muravim Abrius. That's what he's all about. He's supposed to be Muravim Abrius. You know, when the Gemara says in Makkos on Yudam and Aleph, the Gemara says that someone who learns by themselves is a tippish, and the Gemara has a Lashon Yerachayte, Gemara Darshing, a Pasuk and Navi. So the Mesil Shisharman preaches this doesn't mean literally. If a guy doesn't have a Chavrusa, that's okay. It means a guy who learns but has an attitude he could care less about anyone else. Everything focused on me, me, me. That's a terrible, terrible thing. That's exactly what the Stipel is writing back to this fellow. And that's something that we have to keep in mind. A Yid has to be Muravim Abrius. That's what it means to foster Achdus and generate the Achdus. And to think about ways in which we can do it. You know, the Rav Zatzal once said, the Rasha in the Haggadah is motzi atzmo min haklal. He's excluding himself. With such an attitude, we tell him, you know what? You wouldn't have come out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam says a Rasha that rushes, someone's porish midark yatzibor, someone's not bikiris. The Rambam says he separates himself from dark yatzibor. Part of Klal Yisrael, one of the most important elements of Ben Torah, is to be Me'urvim or Brius with Klal Yisrael and helping them. And during this time of finals is a time where you got to be careful that you're just not focusing on yourself, but you also have to strike that balance, which is not easy. You know, the Meshech Chochma points out interestingly that the defining difference between Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu was this attitude. Noach started off Ish Sadik Tamim Hayab Doros, he ends up being an Ish Adama. Because Noach, for whatever reason, maybe he didn't think he was Rowi, he didn't have enough confidence in himself, but the bottom line is he wasn't Uruvim at Sibor enough. He didn't think he had the ability, but the bottom line is he didn't display himself as a leader to be able to what? Foster this unity and for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu starts off being an Ish Mitzri, ends up being an Ish Elokim. He dedicates his whole life for the Tzibor. And this is a time that you have to think about also what type of career you want to choose, what you want to do, you know, what community you want to live in. But it has to be an important part of these decisions is how am I going to contribute to the Tzibor? How am I going to foster Achdus? How am I not going to be a person who just takes care of myself and my own Arba Amos? That's a terrible, terrible mida. And that's what we have to try to inculcate in ourselves in all these decisions. And the truth is that during this time, we have to realize that in the Parsha, it's an amazing thing that if you reach this level of achdus, of empathy, one of the Chassidish Rebbeim, the Admor Rebbeinu Yechezkel Mikazmir, said the following chiddush. He said like this. He said that when Yosef and Binyamin meet, they cry on each other's shoulders. And Rashi quotes that Yosef cried for Binyamin, that the Beis HaMikdash, which was in his chelik, was going to be destroyed. And Binyamin cried on Yosef because Mishkan Shiloh, which is in Chelek Yosef, was destroyed. Now, if you think about it for a moment, why would Binyamin be crying for Yosef's Mishkan Shiloh being destroyed? If Mishkan Shiloh would have lasted, there would have been no Beis HaMikdash in Shevet Binyamin. What are you crying for? You benefited from this. The Teretz is poshut because Binyamin was on a madrega, Yosef HaTzadik was on a madrega, that it didn't make a difference. To see a yid in pain and in sorrow upsets you. It doesn't even come into your persona that you benefited from it. And on the other side of the coin, Yosef is crying, if there was no Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, then Mishkan Shiloh maybe would have lasted. It would have been everlasting. But that's the madrega of Achdus that the people are we should really strive for. It's an amazing madrega. It's not Pashut. You know, Rav Shach Zatzal writes in the Sefer that the whole story of Purim took place, and thank God Hashem saved us. But you know why it happened, the Medrash said? Because when Esav screamed, when he found out what took place, Yaakov didn't say a word. There was no hargasha from Yaakov to Esav of empathy, of feeling bad for him. And therefore we had the whole story of Purim where Rachman al Tzad, we were almost destroyed. So these are important times. These are important points that we have to keep in mind. And at times, sometimes, the Mesorah, the Gemara says in Dar Mitzorah, Dino Kemeis, because if you're alone by yourself, you can't do Gimlus Chasadim. That's why a Mitzorah is Dino Kemeis. So there are time periods throughout the year where sometimes you have to focus more on yourself, like finals. But we have to make sure, as I said, it doesn't get out of hand, and we strike a balance. And just to add on a few points during this time period, the Chaz are over. We know the importance of Yashrus in all walks of life, and certainly when it comes to, you know, Bechinas and finals, we have to be as Yashar as possible. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signature is Emes, and we try to be Emesic to every degree as possible, to the nth degree. And Lemaisa, people are not Yashar, and they go into the realm of Sheker. Why are they doing it? Because they're doing it for themselves. Most of the time, a person is mishakar because it flows for doing it for himself, for himself. If a person's really a baki in achdus or looking to help other people, it's kind of like difficult. It's not shaykh that the person's going to be mishakar. A person's definitely going to be a yasher. Why does a person lie and do things that are not right and doesn't tell the truth or cheats and does something like that? Because he wants to figure out things for himself, for Mr. Me. That's another nekuda that flows from this. And also during this time, we should keep in mind the one of the six questions Hashem asks us when you go to Shemayim after Admei Vesrim. The second one, Kavati Itim L'Torah. We know that the finals, I know I was in finals, it's very difficult, but we should be Kovei Itim. You know, during the finals, after the Bechina tomorrow, make sure in the morning you learn, maybe a Chazer over to Gemara, you learn Mishnah Brura a little bit at night. Shouldn't have a whole day go when we're in Yeshiva without learning. Kovei Itin. I know it's not easy, believe me, I remember. But you should make a schedule. Ezo Chacham, Aroes Anoilud. You go to Minyan, you have breakfast, you learn for half an hour before you have the finals. But to let a whole day go without learning is not Shayach. The end of the Zman, even though it's final, is very difficult. We have to think about it. And also, what we're going to be doing during the intercession doesn't mean you have to have every minute pinned down what you're going to be doing. But to have a general plan. You know, you want to learn in the morning, you learn in the evening, whatever, you spend some time with your friends, relaxation, playing ball. But it shouldn't be, Lamaise, you go in intercession, you don't know how, where my learning is going to be done throughout the intercession. Wherever you're going away, Koveya the Zmanim, set it up. And in that way, you'll have a strong intercession, you come back stronger for the Zman, and planning even for next Zman with Chavrusas, to plan what's going to be already for the next Zman, as the Rav Zatzal would always say, in Kedusha B'li Achana. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us koiches that we strive to internalize the messages of Asara B'Tevis, the messages of the Parsha of Achdus, and to realize that, you know, we should be Me'urvim Abrius as the best of our ability to eradicate Sina, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this Asara B'Tevis make the decision that this summer we'll have the Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yameinu.